Israel Sister, Sunnyside, Kurrumbong, Australia, August 14, 1896. Dear Sister Israel, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3, verse 16. With this gracious promise in John 1, we read, But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Verse 12. So you see, much depends upon our taking God at his word. He who was in the form of God, who thought it not robbery to be equal with God, descended from his throne and laid off his royal robe, laid off his kingly crown, and clothed his divinity with humanity, that he might become your surety and substitute, and become acquainted with all the temptations wherewith man should be beset, that he might know how to succor just such tempted ones as you and me. He is touched with the feelings of our infirmities. He would have us lay our perplexities and troubles at his feet and leave them there. It is the enemy that wants to interpose his shadow between our souls and our God, that the bright rays of the Sun of Righteousness shall not shine into our hearts. Every time we talk darkness, it pleases the enemy, for he does not want that the joy of Christ shall dwell in our heats by faith. Christ is to us a never-failing fountain of refreshing joy. God does not regard it any virtue in us to keep looking at and talking of our mistakes and sins. He wants us to accept his forgiveness now, just as we are. His pardon is full and free, and he will receive honor if we will do this. Christ tells us if we eat his flesh and drink his blood, we shall have eternal life. For his flesh is meat indeed, and his blood drink indeed. It is, eat continually, and drink continually. And he says, He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. He explains, It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life. John 6, verse 54 to 56, 63. Where shall we find his words? In the scriptures. Then if you search the scriptures, you will find just what you need, comfort, hope, encouragement. Let us give to Christ all that there is of us, that the blessings which he has brought within our reach may be communicated to others as freely as they have been communicated to us from the Lord Jesus, our Restorer. To every one who believes, he is as the tree of life in the paradise of God. His branches reach to the lower world, in order that the blessings which he has purchased for us may be brought within our reach. From this tree we may pluck and eat, and then guide others to it, that they also may eat. Oh, why do we spend our breath and our precious golden moments in bemoaning our leanness? Christ has made every provision for us by giving us a comforter in his representative, the Holy Spirit, to be ever present to present to us from the tree of life its precious fruit. The office work of the Holy Spirit is to bring to our remembrance all things that Christ has spoken for our comfort, that we may have hope and a sweet sense of forgiveness. A rich current of praise and gratitude will continually flow from our soul. The sweet Spirit of Jesus will kindle in our hearts grateful praise. Our souls will be uplifted with a sense of security, and the unfailing, inexhaustible righteousness of Christ becomes our righteousness by faith. In love.